This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Is following the election returns and its attendant anxiety making you a little vague at work? Productivity, people. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
All day on Election Day and the day after, Raul Alvarez had one ear on the news and one ear on his work calls, literally.
Unbeknownst to them, a lot of the times we were meeting, one of my headphones, I always had one on, was on the news the entire day,
Alvarez does PR for a design firm in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and he says even with his dueling earbuds, he's still been managing to get a lot of work done. Joanne Stoker has not. She's a healthcare consultant in Orange County, California, and on Election Day, she says she was...
In all honesty, probably at about 30% productivity.
She was just too distracted, worrying about the election. And then she stayed up late watching returns. So she decided to take a mental health day.
I just needed the day to regroup and reorganize my thoughts. I work directly with chronically ill patients and I need to be there. And I'm just not there today.
A lot of people have been feeling that way the last couple of days, says Susan Lamott, CEO of the consulting firm Exaquio.
The impact of the election on productivity at work is incredible this year. You've got so many more people and workers who are voting, so that means they're paying more attention.
That has definitely been the case at Mehdi Farsi's bicycle manufacturing company in Tempe, Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely hear the chatter in the hallways. People are staying engaged with it and following along.
Which, he says, is also what he's been doing all day at work.
I'm checking, I'm refreshing, I'm looking at various news sources constantly to kind of see the latest.
Every now and then, he says, he'll tell himself that's counterproductive and try to get work done for a while before he inevitably checks the news again. Fortunately, he says...
This is not falling on a day where things are, you know, super critical.
And there's really nothing anyone can do about it. He says it's just human nature to be drawn to something of this magnitude. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.